Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting 8th. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquette. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquette. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive towards the mound. Monbuquette catches it and throws to first to double up Breeding. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Wertz moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Thompson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clinton. The throw from Courtney and he is safe. Clinton steals second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet takes first base on ball four. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Monbouquet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens throws the ball into Runnels, who tags Courtney, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hansen moves to third. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Marv Breeding. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevens. Pearson reaches second base with a double. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Stevens fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stevens. Pearson scores. Brandt moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandt scores. It's Orioles, 2, Red Sox, 2. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Bob Boyd pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Tom Brewer now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brewer. Woodling scores. Boyd moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tasby is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boyd scores. Robinson scores. Tasby moves to second. It's 5-2, Orioles. Mike Fortnelli's now pitching. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelli's fields it and throws to second for the out. Tasby moves to third. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fortnelli's fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Albie Pearson now playing left field. Billy Klaus now playing second base. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh strikes out. The game is over. The final score. Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.